8:14, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Escher. Well, it is that time of year already. Love this season. It's one of the best seasons. It's pancake season. And it all gets underway tomorrow. The Galesburg Kiwanis Club has their annual Pancake Day tomorrow. Trinity Lutheran Church joining us to talk more about it from the Galesburg Kiwanis Club, Carl Nixon. Carl, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Tom.
And Faye Schultz. Faye, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning to everybody.
Well, thanks for coming in with us and braving the elements. Carl, you said you kept it like about 40 miles an hour, but it's pretty wet stuff, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was packed a little bit, but not too bad.
So. Yeah, and with the wind, fortunately, it's wet snow, so it's not blowing a ton either, so that's helpful. All right. Well, this is a great event, big event, Trinity Lutheran Church, tomorrow starting at 10:30, the annual Pancake Day. There's, I'll start with you, Faye. A lot of work has to go into this event. I'm guessing, the event goes tomorrow, probably Saturday and Sunday and Monday. You're starting on next year's event already.
Oh, not quite that bad, but
that's good then.
We kind of take a day or so to recover. We start in about August because we do make a lot of money from all our sponsors, and we always thank everybody in Galesburg who supports our cause, and we give them 10 tickets, and they give us a nice donation, and then we have their names on the placemats, so including Galesburg Broadcasting Company. So thank you very much.
That's a good thing. Well, Carl, talk about, as far as Kiwanis Club, one of the great service organizations, not only here in Galesburg, but around the country and the world, kind of the mission behind, I know we talked about before, but for somebody who may not know and maybe has been thinking about joining a service club or organization, kind of what Kiwanis is about.
Well, Kiwanis is a service project, and years ago, they adopted the theme that they're going to serve the children of the world. So children are our number one priority. And, of course, the Pancake Day is an event which raises money strictly for our annual children's shopping trip, which we've been doing, I think, since sometime in the 50s was our very first one. We're at the point now where we can take 36 kids every year. The schools help us identify their principals and social workers, help us identify the most needy children. So all that money goes to buy them clothes. You know, there are other organizations that do the whole toy thing, but we strictly hold our shopping to buy them clothes because that's a big need that they have.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of the needs more than the wants then.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is a good
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the main fundraiser for that particular event. And Faye, let's talk about tomorrow. It gets underway at 10:30. Kind of talk about the hours and everything and what you'll be serving.
Okay, so we start at 10:30. We serve pancakes, sausage, milk and juice and coffee, of course. Start at 10:30 and go to 1 p.m. for lunchtime. And then in the evening, we start at 4:30 and go until 7 o'clock. And all the pancakes are freshly made by our expert cookers.
Carl, are you included on the – are you on grill duty?
I'm on grill duty, yeah.
I have to say one more thing. For adults, the cost is $5, and every child that comes eats free. So gather the children and – please do come.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, I guess, kind of following the mission of Kiwanis and serving the children. And then to help, if somebody's got a lot of kids in their family, there you go. It's a great thing for them, whether they can get there at lunchtime or dinner time, either time. And again, Trinity Lutheran Church here in downtown Galesburg at the corner of North Kellogg and Ferris Streets is where the event will take place. Again, 10:30 to 1 and 4:30 to 7. I'm guessing when it comes to this event, kind of all hands on deck, because it takes a lot of people to pull off an event like this.
It does take a lot of hands. We're very fortunate. Again, we talked a little bit about this, I think, when we were talking about our 100th anniversary. We're very fortunate to have key club support from both the Galesburg High School and the Knoxville High School, because it does take a lot of people when you're serving 600-700 people. So
yeah, over the summer we talked about the 100th anniversary and what's your membership at right now?
Our membership's right around 35, I believe.
Yes.
So you could always use more hands.
Yes, we can.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So talk about how, if somebody's interested, how they would go about finding out, one, at the event tomorrow, they could talk to any of you members. Find a time when you're not that busy, but even so, you'll take time to talk to somebody.
Yeah, we even put out brochures on the table so that people can grab one. We have a regular meeting every week, Tuesdays at noon at the Kensington Ballroom. If somebody wants to come and try it out, they can come for free, have lunch with us. see what it's all about. It's a great organization for finding out what is going on in the community. Even though it's fun to listen to the radio, it's great when you have a real person up there that you can ask questions of and see what the problems and issues are. So.
I guess you're not going to put them through a hell week either.
No.
Initiation, right?
No,
not like that anyway.
Right. Not
just,
at
just,
all.
Just checking, just making sure.
The Galesburg Kiwanis Club annual Pancake Day is coming up tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church, 10:30 to 1 and 4:30 to 7. $5 for adults. Children eat free. Carl Nixon and Faye Schultz of the Galesburg Kiwanis Club joining us here this morning. In thinking about an organization, if somebody's thinking about wanting to get involved in their community, and with this one in particular, Carl, let's say for you in particular, why this one of all the organizations?
Oh, quite frankly, back when I joined, which was 1978, I was asked by a member just to come to lunch one day. You know, he happened to be the person. Larry Chadwick was the person that brought me into the club in 1978. And even though I was in business in town, I knew most of the other clubs. I hadn't taken the initiative to search out any of those other clubs. I was active in the chamber. Larry asked me to go to a meeting. I went, I joined, and here I am, 41 years later.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk, right?
And Faye, how about you? Why Kiwanis in particular?
Well, I got involved in Kiwanis when I was teaching at Galesburg High School, and I became the Key Club advisor. And the Kiwanis members are extremely friendly, outgoing, hardworking, devoted to the community, and that just appealed to me. And so when I retired from teaching, I wanted to continue in Kiwanis. And it's been very fulfilling, very interesting, and good for me.
So. And you make some darn good pancakes, too, right?
Well, we do our best.
Yes, we do.
Really, really good stuff. And again, Galesburg Kiwanis Club Pancake Day tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church, 10:30. It gets underway 10:30 to 1. First serving, second serving from 4:30 to 7. Heck, come twice. It's only $5 and free for the kids. Come again. So, if you can get away for lunchtime, kids are in school. You go and then come back again with the kids later, right?
That's exactly
right. Perfect. Why not? Idea.
Why not?
Wow.
And perfect here on a middle winter's night in the fall.
Yeah. Nice and warm down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, really great organization doing good things here in the community. And like you said, the money that you're raising is staying here and working for kids in our community.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again, the Galesburg Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. I know this is the big fundraising event, and obviously year-round you'll take anything, any donations, anytime. And if somebody would like to help out, is there a way to make, maybe a regular donation on a monthly basis or something like that, or quarterly?
Well, there would always be an opportunity for anybody to donate. We have, in addition to our Kiwanis Club, we have a 501c3 Kiwanis Foundation, which is a charitable entity. So anybody who would care to make a donation to the club, obviously it would be tax deductible. And we just had a fairly significant donation come to our club within the last month, which will go into the foundation and be used for the benefit. The other probably biggest fundraiser that we do is the Peanut Day, which we do in the spring, and most of that money goes into our scholarship fund. We give two scholarships each year. One is identified through Carl Sandburg College. The other one is identified through Knox. So we've been doing that for several years now.
And I know Josh Gibb with the Galesburg Community Foundation talks about legacy and things like that. And it's organizations like this that maybe you should think about when you're doing your planning for the next life and what's left over to help out organizations like this. You got to think about things like that.
Yeah, that would be great. We have a tendency to spend most of the money that we take in. We kind of, the philosophy is now, let's help the community. The community is needy. And so we don't have a big bank account. Yeah. We have enough that we can give away several $1,000s a year to community agencies. And the ones that serve children are the ones that are our priority.
Yeah, and I think there are times that people maybe don't realize how big a need there is in our community. We'll have Joel Estes in with Blessings in a Backpack, and the percentage of students in District 205 that are on the lunch program, when it cost was, it was climbing to around 75% or better. So there's a lot of children in need, and again, that's what Kiwanis is about, is helping those kids. Carl Nixon and Faye Schultz with the Galesburg Kiwanis Club. The annual Pancake Day is tomorrow at the Trinity Lutheran Church. Gets underway at 10:30. The first serving from 10:30 to 1. Second serving from 4:30 to 7. It's just $5 for adults, free for your children. Of course, Trinity Lutheran, corner of North Kellogg and Ferris here in downtown Galesburg. Pancakes, sausage, coffee, orange juice.
Milk.
Milk. It's a meal. It's a meal, and you're going to enjoy it. Anything else we need to know here this morning?
No, I just encourage people to get out and come. You know, we've been serving these meals for a long time, and, you know, we're really fortunate to have, again, good community support, as we do for most of our events, and that's what helps us raise the money. So, you know, we're always grateful for the community and the support that they give us. So we just encourage them to come out, and we'll be cooking, you know, by 10 o'clock to That's get them, right. Have them ready by 10:30. So we'll be raring to go.
Well, and all the snow, the sidewalks and roads, that's all going to be gone, at least on those parts, by that time tomorrow, too. So you should
Definitely.
Be fine.
Yeah. We hope so.
Yep. All right. Well, okay. I guess I shouldn't guarantee it, but I'm saying it, though. It's all going to be clear enough to be able to get to Trinity Lutheran Church. Carl Nixon, Faye Schultz, thank you so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.